I'm Roberto Baldwin, and this is Tomorrow Today's Sustainable Mobility Brief. The transportation world is evolving at a rate not seen in decades. The transition from fossil fuels to sustainable energy has brought with it some truly exciting opportunities, but also some confusion. I'll sift through the noise and share quick updates on the latest news, trends, and advancements that will impact our world for years to come. This week on Tomorrow Today Briefs podcast, we have Steve Matheson, Vice President and Hydrogen Technologies Fellows at First Element Fuel Incorporated and sponsor of SAE Standard J26015 for high-flow prescriptive fueling protocols for gaseous hydrogen-powered medium and heavy-duty vehicles. Yes, it is a mouthful, but it is also extremely important. Steve, thank you so much for being on the show with me today.
Yeah, nice to be with you, Roberto.
So now there is substantial hype around battery electric vehicles. Everywhere you go is battery electric vehicles. They're selling a lot. They're not selling a lot. But the reality is it's not just going to be battery electric vehicles in the future as we look to a more sustainable transportation system. Hydrogen will likely play a key part in our future, especially in the shipping industry. Can you sort of expand on why large trucks and medium-sized trucks, well, for them, it's probably ideal that hydrogen is used for their propulsion systems?
Sure. Yeah, I think a number of people have said this, so this isn't unique, but I really see it being an and, not an or situation. In other words, we're going to see battery electrics playing a key role in hydrogen fuel cells and possibly even hydrogen internal combustion engines playing a role as well. And, you know, each has advantages and disadvantages, and there's use cases where one is more advantageous than the other. So, you know, I do think there is definitely a place for hydrogen propulsion. There's a number of advantages that hydrogen has, you know, the range that's facilitated with hydrogen is typically longer than with battery electrics. The weight of the truck is typically lower, so that means you can have a higher payload for the total allowed weight of the truck and the goods it's shipping. Quick refueling, of course, is one of the most obvious advantages. You know, and for trucking, unlike a light duty vehicle that's kind of just used for transportation purposes, you know, time is money when you're running a commercial operation. So, you know, quick refueling can really play an important, be very advantageous and be an important factor. Also, we're moving towards autonomous vehicles. And, you know, I think that also the quick refueling will have an advantage in that arena as well, just because you're spending more time with the vehicle in operation and less time actually having to fuel the vehicle. You know, I think also there's some advantages to the hydrogen infrastructure, although, you know, some may take issue with that because hydrogen infrastructure to date has had some challenges. But in many ways, especially when you're talking about the heavy-duty truck market, the hydrogen infrastructure may actually be easier to install than battery electric charging, at least in certain locations where the capability for getting the amount of power that's required into that area is challenging and or maybe quite expensive for battery electrics. You know, hydrogen has its own set of challenges, but I think that there may be some advantages there. Just to give you an example, if you're fueling a Class 8 truck in under 10 minutes, that's the equivalent of about 20 megawatts worth of power. You wouldn't be able to, you know, fuel the battery electric truck with 20 megawatts of power. So, you know, there's some big advantages there.
Yeah, it's because, I mean, you talked a little bit about the infrastructure. The infrastructure, most of these large trucks are going around down main corridors, Interstate 70, Interstate 80, any of these truck stops along the way. And unlike hydrogen infrastructure for passenger vehicles, you could just have hydrogen stations at these truck stops.
Correct.
And so you're not building out this spider web of charging. You're essentially just building a line of refueling. And especially as we move towards battery electric vehicles for passenger vehicles, if you have passenger vehicles and large trucks and, you know, at some point, it's difficult to get that much power to an area. And I think when I travel, I will stop at a truck stop because there's a lot around. And so if everyone stops at the exact same place and they're all using electricity, it seems it's going to be tough, especially for like rural areas.
Yeah, that was the point I was trying to make. I think you probably explained it simpler. Yeah.
So how does J2601-5 fit into all this, and why is it so important for these vehicles, especially the Class 8 vehicles, the large trucks that we see driving down the freeway that are delivering all our goods from coast to coast?
Yeah, well, today, right now, or before J2601-5 was published, there was only the hope that we could fuel trucks quickly with hydrogen. Theoretically, it's possible. I mean, everybody knows that, but there was really no standard or fueling protocol published that would allow people to do that safely. And so, you know, J2601-5 is now a published fueling protocol under the SAE banner that gives everybody confidence that there's a common way to fuel these trucks, and people can be confident that it's, you know, thoroughly engineered and safe to fuel using this document, and it allows very fast fueling of these trucks. So, you know, our objective was to facilitate fueling in times that are comparable to diesel, like to a diesel equivalent truck. And, you know, that's what this document allows.
So for a little context, how quickly could you fill the tank of one of these vehicles, like say in gallons, because, you know, well, for the average.
So there's actually the J2601-5 document has a number of different fueling protocols, but the top one or the one that allows the fastest fueling is for 70 megapascal storage pressures, and it allows mass flow rates up to 300 grams per second, which is about 18 kilograms per minute. And with that fueling protocol, you can fill a truck with up to 120 kilograms of hydrogen storage in less than 10 minutes. And just to give you an idea of how much energy that is, that 120 kilograms of hydrogen is about the equivalent of 100 gallons of diesel energy-wise. So it'd be similar to filling a truck with 100 gallons of diesel in less than 10 minutes.
Wow, which is, you know, like you said earlier, time is money for these truckers and for the companies that hire them, or if they work for a trucking company. Like all of this, like time is money. And if you're going from, you know, 100 gallons in 10 minutes, that's really impressive.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so when you have a hydrogen station that's at a truck stop, as you mentioned, you know, you can be having trucks in and out in a total of 15 minutes, 5 minutes between fuelings, for example. So you can fill, you know, you think of the throughput per hour. It's quite impressive.
And so J2601-5 actually builds upon a set standard is J2601 without the dash five. And can you explain a little bit how that works?
Yeah, so J2601 is the fueling protocol standard that's used for fueling light duty vehicles such as the Toyota Mirai or the Hyundai Nexo. It's been around since 2014 when it was first published. It's gone through two subsequent revisions. The latest version was published in 2020, and we're currently working on a revision to that document that we expect to be published in 2025. And the J2601-5 is structured the same way as the J2601 document. And so we kind of built upon J2601, and the overall architecture and the way that the fueling protocols function is very, very much the same. But we had to make some changes based on, you know, the uniqueness of medium and heavy duty trucks and the storage systems that those vehicles have. So some of the assumptions and boundary conditions that are used to define, you know, the fueling protocol are unique. And especially there is a fueling protocol named MC formula in both the J2601 and the J2601-5. And it's a dynamic fueling protocol. In other words, it adjusts the fueling rate dynamically during the fill. It's using real-time inputs, mainly ambient temperature and the hydrogen delivery temperature, the temperature of the gases dispensed into the vehicle. And it's then making calculations to determine how fast you can safely fuel that vehicle. And so that's that MC formula feeling protocol is used in both documents.
Cool. And so, yeah, I'm assuming you have a lot of stakeholders in this. You have to, you know, you're dealing with the fueling companies. You'll have to deal with the trucking company, the folks who are making these vehicles, likely, I guess, the tier one suppliers. Like, where is everyone in this? Where are you in this? Are you speaking to them already? Are they giving you information? Are they sharing information on what they need? Like, how is that all coming together?
Yeah, we have a really good representation of stakeholders in the Interface Task Force, which is the group that I lead. And that's it's a task force under the Fuel Cell Standards Committee that's responsible for writing all of the interface related standards. That would include the fueling protocol, the connector, the hydrogen quality. So anyway, we have very good representation in that group. Stakeholders include, you know, vehicle equipment manufacturers, you know, infrastructure companies that build, you know, hydrogen stations, the storage system manufacturers and integrators, and even energy companies. Some of the large energy companies, of course, are very interested in hydrogen. So all of these representatives, of course, are important to make sure that we're designing and implementing standards that are beneficial to everyone that's got a stake in this area. So it took us about 2 years of development to get the J2601-5 completed, and it was just published at the end of February of this year, so it's brand new. We initially published it as a technical information report, which is not to the same level as a standard, and this is mainly just because the fueling protocols were designed and developed using computer simulations, and that allows us to cover all potential scenarios. It's, you know, it's almost impossible to conduct testing, that the required, you know, testing to do that. So we use computer simulations, and it's the same approach that we use for J2601. So we have full confidence in the approach that we use. But before we can actually publish J2601 as a full standard, we need to validate the fueling protocols at actual fueling stations, make sure that there aren't any issues that we've overlooked in the actual implementation and operation of the fueling protocols. So we expect this field validation to be done on the protocols during the summer and into the potentially into the fall. And then we are already planning to revise J2601-5 into a full standard after that.
And so, you know, there aren't a lot of large hydrogen trucks out there yet. So it's good, but it seems like you're getting ahead of what's coming. Is that, you know, what do you see in the next few years? Is this something 5 years from now that we, you know, we'll see, you know, Class 8 trucks that are able to refuel this quickly? Or does it take a little bit longer because you have to have the standard and everyone has to implement it, and you know, there's a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah, so just to be clear, that all the pieces are in place currently to fuel trucks safely, but they, you know, the current components that are available and the fueling protocols that were published prior to the J2601-5 don't allow the very fast fueling that I've been talking about. So, you know, it's not like we have to wait for that to happen. It's more likely to transition to the faster fueling over the next, say, 5 years. There are still some standards that are in the works in terms of getting everything in place for this very fast fueling. For example, the connector, that's the nozzle and the receptacle on the vehicle, that standard is still under development. And so, you know, the connector that allows the 300 grams per second to flow rates is still under development. And that's expected to be published in probably the next year and a half to 2 years. So as the, you know, with J2601-5 being transitioned to a standard and the connector standard being published in the near term, I would expect the vehicles to start transitioning to putting in the components that allow for the fast filling, the hydrogen infrastructure to be implementing station designs that allow for the fast filling over the next 5 years. We will see some demonstrations in the meantime. There are some stations now that have been built to have that capability. So that's where the validation testing that I mentioned will occur this summer. Likewise with the trucks, there are, you know, prototypes out there that can accommodate these, you know, fast flowing rates, but they probably won't really kick into high gear until another, you know, we'll start to see it in maybe 4 to 5 years, And then I think it will really advance quickly from there. So yeah, I see a really strong growth curve over the next, say, decade, with even the next 5 years being a very strong, we'll see, strong growth in this area in terms of both the hydrogen infrastructure and the vehicle rollouts.
Awesome. That's great. You know, I've been a big proponent of the, when it comes to hydrogen, like that large, like class 8 vehicles, it makes the most sense. But I never thought about the fueling, and like how fast they had to fuel. I was just like, oh, I guess it's fine. It just comes out.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, it like I said before, it's everybody knows that hydrogen has this potential, but you know, to actually implement it, there's a lot of details that have to be worked out, and so you know, that's what our role is.
Thank you so much, Steve, for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it. I really do look forward to seeing more and more Class 8 vehicles on the road being powered by hydrogen in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, me too. I think it'll. Going to be a very exciting decade ahead. Really appreciate you inviting me on to the podcast, Roberto. Thank you very much.
For more information about the evolution of sustainability, head on over to sustainablecareers.sae.org. There you can read about how the new Mercedes e-Sprinter electric delivery van will be a force for creating jobs in the United States. Be sure to subscribe and listen every week on your favorite podcast platform.
SAE International makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information presented in this podcast. The information and opinions are for general information only. SAE International does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast.